A bookstore owner in Brattleboro is donating books to the police department for people who are held overnight while they await arraignment. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has that story.
I'll show you what a cell looks like. We have three cells.
Brattleboro police officer Ryan Washburn says, if you're arrested on a Friday night, you could spend a few days here waiting for your arraignment Monday morning.
Just a pretty standard, a sink, a toilet, a mattress where they do get a blanket, but no pillow. You could imagine your time spent here would be just thinking about a lot of things.
A woman who had to spend a night in jail recently asked Washburn if there was a book around, and he was embarrassed to say that there were only two sad old paperbacks to choose from.
And these are the original two here, the ones I talked to you about earlier, the two sci-fi books. They've seen better days.
So later on, when he was walking the beat downtown, Washburn wandered into Everyone's Books, an independent bookstore that specializes in books that promote peace, environmental awareness, and political change. Nancy Brouse has co-owned Everyone's Books for 34 years, and her store has been the starting point for countless political actions and marches through Brattleboro. So when Washburn asked if she'd donate some books for the folks who are spending a night or two in the cell, Brouse was game.
Giving something back to the community is certainly something I strongly believe in. And as an activist, I feel like it's the only way we're ever going to have livable communities is if we all help each other.
Brouse says she's got plenty of advanced copies that publishers send her and which can't be sold. And she told Washburn that if someone wants to take a book home, she's cool with that. She's happy to restock the lending library anytime. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.